This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bob Parks, who is on the National Advisory Council for Project 21, a coalition of black conservatives. He's also a host of the website blackandright.com and is affiliated with the Media Research Center. We want to get his thoughts today as the political controversy swirls around comments made by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid during the 2008 presidential campaign about President Obama. According to the new book, Game Change, Senator Reid said that he thought Senator Obama would be appealing to the American people who might have reservations otherwise about a black presidential candidate because he was light-skinned and didn't have a Negro dialect unless he wanted one. And Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure to be with you.
Your reaction when you heard about this excerpt from the book?
My reaction was no surprise. The Democrats have a history of making insensitive statements. The difference between when Republicans make statements and when Democrats make statements, when Republicans make statements, an ounce of flesh is demanded. When Democrats make these statements, they're often glossed over. Apologies are given and readily accepted. We also see from this book that Bill Clinton allegedly tells Ted Kennedy about Barack Obama, quote, a few years ago he would have been getting us coffee. Now, we're not going to, of course, hear calls for Bill Clinton to apologize. He probably won't. And also, Rod Blagojevich was just also this weekend quoted as saying, I'm blacker than Barack Obama. Tell me what Republican could make these, or conservative, could make these kind of statements and get away with it. But when Republicans or when Democrats say it, warnings are issued, like from people like Eleanor Holmes Norton, who's warning Republicans not to make hay of this, of the Reid statement, because, quote, they will not find a welcome mat in the black community, unquote, as if they do now.
Bob, when you read the Reid comment, what was most troubling to you? Was it just the fact that he used the language that he did, or the implication, perhaps, that a darker-skinned person or a person who spoke a bit differently would be unacceptable?
Well, first off, the liberal establishment seems to have a problem with darker-skinned black people. Look at what happened to O.J., the darkening of his picture for the Newsweek cover. If you look at Hollywood in general, light-skinned black women seem to be the preference of Hollywood, and the darker-skinned black male usually tends to be the bad guys when it comes to these kind of portrayals. As far as Harry Reid is concerned, I think he's just more embarrassed and has been pushed to apologizing because he got caught saying these statements. I don't see anything in his recent history that shows that he has any kind of great love for black people. I'm not going to jump right out and say he's racist like a lot of other people are saying, but I think his apology is more out of convenience than out of sincerity.
Bob, you and I were talking a little bit earlier, and you were talking about some of the figures who often speak up during racial controversies, and you mentioned the congressional delegate from Washington, D.C., Eleanor Holmes Norton, who said that Republicans ought not to make too much of this because no matter what happens here, there won't be a huge welcome mat for the GOP in the black community. Do you think that that's true? Do you sense, given the political climate, that anything's changing in any substantial way, or pretty much given what we've seen in the last elections, well over 90% of black voters are still tilting to the left?
Well, this is where I could probably get in some trouble, but I'll say it anyway. I think a lot of black people like being the victim. And whenever a racist statement is issued, they can get all offended. But if you look at the way that the Democrats' policies in the past, if you don't mind, I'm going to read a quote from my bonehead of the day, which was Eleanor Holmes Norton on January 10th. Eleanor Holmes Norton, if she can be intellectually honest with herself, should look at all things Democrats like Reid have done to blacks instead of for them. The destruction of the black family with entitlement programs, politically endorsed mass abortion of black babies, denial of school vouchers to help black kids escape failing schools run by liberal teacher unions. Does that sound familiar, Congresswoman? Economic development broken promises, a liberal entertainment culture that discourages blacks from education and towards sports and rap are prominent things that come to mind. The Democratic Party can scream racism all they want. The Congressional Black Caucus, which I don't believe sends any of their kids to public schools, They can scream racism all they want, and unfortunately, the black community will hear this. Hopefully, at one point in the near future, the Republicans, the conservatives, will come out and throw the history of the Democratic Party back in their faces so they may think twice before going this knee-jerk route of race baiting.
Bob, last question here. Do you sense that this story has legs in any political way, or will it likely kind of fade away in the next few days?
Unfortunately, I think it will have legs because Harry Reid right now is in the fight of his life for re-election this fall. And if the Democrats just sort of admit to his failings, I think right now they're going to try to turn this back on Republicans. And unfortunately, that's going to give it the legs that it's going to need to keep going for a while. Whether it'll work or not, I don't know. It probably will, because in the end of the day, Democrats play the race card better than anyone else.
Bob, unfortunately, we have to call time there. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for yours.
Bob Parks is on the National Advisory Council for Project 21, a coalition of black conservatives affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. His website is blackandright.com, and he's affiliated with the Media Research Center. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.